with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you part 5 of a 5-part series titled Killing is Never Right, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
In heaven, you don't have a chance to go and give SOS flyers, do they? Do they need you? No, you don't have a chance to do that. So here, do as much as you can, yeah? SOS flyers, alternative living flyers, open vegan restaurant, or cook vegan lunchbox. If you don't have money to open restaurant, everybody can cook this on your spare time, weekend, evening. Sometime in some country, they have night market. Bring there. Football game, bring it there. Holiday time, people go picnic and all that, you know, or go to some concert or something. You bring the food there. Bring your cooked food there. You don't have to bring a lot, you know? For example, you see how many people, and you calculate, maybe you think, meditate, see how many people will eat your food, huh? And make just that many, okay? Not like, okay, all the 10 people go watch the football match on your corner street and then you bring 50, huh? So even if you make only 10, huh? And if you say only 5, okay, another 5 you bring home, eat together, no? You have to cook anyway for yourself, yeah? And even if you're alone, okay, you put it in the fridge and you warm it up, 2 days it's gone, okay? You have to cook for yourself anyway. So instead of going to restaurant and asking always for vegetarian food which they don't know what, or they don't have, or they cook and mix together with egg, or you know, smell from fish from your plate is sometimes not clean. You do the job, okay? You cook and offer to people. Everybody can have a restaurant at home. Pocket restaurant, huh? Mini pocket. Mean? Gaining small money for pocket. Yeah, and every day you earn a little bit, or every weekend you earn a little, and then you have enough money to go help people, no? Mm. If I'm not busy with you, I go out and sell stinky tofu, no? Earn money, no? Yeah, I'll open a small cafe, rent it in a corner shop, no? A cafe shop, you know, give cookies and candies, and bake it at night and sell in the daytime with coffee, huh? It don't have to be a very big deal coffee, no? Cookies, homemade cookie, anybody can make, huh? Or muffin, no? Yeah, vegan. It's just to bake a few trays in the evening when you have time. Yeah? Before you used to sit and read newspapers and all that. Now you don't, and you just bake it. It takes very short time. Yeah? And then you sell it in your coffee shop. Or you sell it on the street, whatever. But mostly people like to buy like lunchbox, no? In those concert gathering outside, if it's allowed, no? If not, you make a deal with some company and you bring lunchbox every day for their employees. Think about what to do. Hmm? Think about it. Every situation is different, but you can always do something. While you're selling it, you give a SOS flyer at the same time. Huh? Okay. Print it out cheap or something. Buy cheap paper and print it out. So while you are here in this world, you witness suffering, you witness pain and sorrow, and then your compassion arises. And then that's how you earn more merit, you see? Because you feel sorry for people, and then you try to do something to comfort people, and that's how you earn merit. And that's how your spiritual practice speeds up. In heaven, you have nothing to do. You can't even make baozi even if you want to. Huh? You can't even make, you know, vegan lunchbox even if you want to. Nobody need it there anymore. No, no, no. Only in this physical world that people still need it. That's how we earn merit. Don't just sit there and pray for heaven's help only, but gotta help people. Got to bring heaven to earth, okay? Got to make it convenient for people to turn around. Sometimes they don't know how. Sometimes they don't know where to buy things. But if you offer it easy and not expensive, then they will buy it and then they think, not bad. Tomorrow bring another kind and another. Oh, then show me how to do it. It's simple. Make it simple, okay? And affordable. So earn some money. But it's not as expensive as in a restaurant, you see, so people would like to have it. Yeah, they order, you know, to bring it to their home or to the office. All you need is just a few dollars for the bus fare, no?
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Okay, now, any question?
I can tell most of some good news that we've opened a vegetarian restaurant.
Yeah?
In Johannesburg.
In Johannesburg? Wow, bravo, bravo. Very good. Bravo, very good. Who? You are the owner? With somebody else?
I financed it.
You financed it. It's good, it's good. Okay, very good. Bravo. We have a new also vegetarian in Mongolia, no? You know, right? Yes, that's very good. Good news. Then we have the monkey effect soon. No? If we have a lot of vegetarian restaurants, then many more will come. Critical mass, no? Monkey effect. Yeah. What one monkey do, the others do.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
We also monkeys somehow. Darwin say that we came from monkey, no? If we can't prove otherwise, then we have to believe him for the time being. Well, it looks like we are monkeys also, you know, because sometimes we copy others a lot. Copy. Yeah, copycat. All the time. So if we want to get out of the monkey business, then we have to behave like not monkey. We don't just worry about ourselves, we have to worry about others, okay? But monkeys, they do worry about others too. They love their children, their family. They're really some kind of monkey. If their child dies, they just carry it all the time. And then sometimes it come infested and the mother died too. But they wouldn't throw the baby away. Many story, but we have to write it all down because we don't live with a monkey. If we do, then we will know it, you see? So for example, I have my dog, no? If I have to live with them often in order to see their little tricks and stuff, you know? For example, if I move at night, then the dogs move. And then if I stop, then they stop. For example, Happy, you know, she run, find where I am. And then she stand next to me and see that I'm working on something, and then she just sleepy, you know, find any bed at all. And she go into Benny's bed, so small like this. And she curl herself like a little cocoon. I had photo to prove it. And then Benny also run, of course, and too late, you know, because he's bigger. So she run into his bed and then just curl in there. And then Benny look around, and then go into the big bed. He's only small and he stay in the big bed. So I also have photo to prove it. So the bigger one go into the small one. Also Boyo, you know, the German shepherd, very long and big. He also like that. He also lay into Benny's bed, also curl around like a cocoon in there. I also have photo. But if you're not with them, you don't see this thing. Many other things I cannot tell you all. It's okay, good. I told you last time already. Any breatharian or trying? No? Difficult, huh? Yeah. The breatharian, they influence the world in different way. We influence the world in different way. Yes. So eat what you like, but not too much. Not extravagantly much. Just eat enough to take care of your body. Not too less so that you're tired or depleted, but not too much, okay? If I don't eat, I feel very light, you know, like floating on the cloud. If I eat nowadays, just one meal a day, even feel tired, you know, feel heavy, yes. I prefer not to eat, but heavens, no, no. Of course, I know it's a no, no. But I still try. So can I? Yeah. No. Okay. That's why masters came down to this world. You know, if they could influence the humankind from heaven, then they don't have to go down to suffer with them. But they have to for connection. Yeah. Mm. Karmic connection, genetically connected. Yeah. And give and take connection, that's like that. So when we are here, we suffer also. But if it's for the sake of many, then it's worth it.
I don't see you in the... I know. What can I do?
Love you.
Tell you something. When I walk bare feet on the ground, I feel the love from the earth.
Wow.
Truly, my God, she loves me. I never knew that before. Before, I never felt it. Maybe she loves me all the time, but I never felt it. This time I feel so strong that I almost cry. So I just put my feet there, you know? I just sit there and put my feet on the ground. Enjoy. Enjoy the feeling of love from the earth. You try to see if she loves you. I mean, she loves you. But try if you can feel it. My God, feel like it's very gentle. wave of warmth, of electrical currents. It just makes you feel so... Oh, I can't explain it. I can't tell you. I just feel it, and it was so touching. Oh, it's so good. I hope you feel the same, because it's so nice. Oh, it was so beautiful. I feel so strong lately, you know? Because before I didn't walk bare feet that much. Yes. Lately I like to. Try to be frugal. I told you already. Try your way. Find your way. Okay? All right, sir. Ciao.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.